All gold in comparison of her is as little sand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Your Excellency, Reverend Fathers, dear faithful and dear children, today at First Friday we especially remember and express our gratitude to the Holy Eucharist. God Himself chooses to humble Himself and come to our nutrition and as our food. What a great expression of love. And today's saint, Saint Thomas Aquinas, we call the angelic doctor, for his wisdom is likened to those of the angels. He is the patron of Catholic schools and all those who study, and he so much loved and contemplated the Blessed Sacrament. And from the Blessed Sacrament, Saint Thomas drew all his wisdom, and to this wisdom, as the Epistle says, all gold and riches are like sand. And one of the great teachings of Saint Thomas for all of you, children, is the great reverence you need to show to the Holy Eucharist. He tells us that consecrated things like the ciborium, corporal, chalice, or priest hands, only those things are allowed to touch this most holy sacrament. And he also tells us that when you receive or worship the Blessed Sacrament, you kneel down. As strange as it might seem to us, in today's world, worshiping God with bended knees is something somewhat uncommon. When I was first time in the traditional Mass, it was in a chapel where there were no kneelers. The worshippers, gathered to give honor to their God, had to kneel down to the floor, like the early Christians in their hideouts, or persecuted Irishmen in their cabins. To kneel down at the floor during Mass seemed very strange, especially since I had never done that when I was a child in a Protestant country. But even in my early years as a Protestant, there was one occasion when the churchgoers knelt down, and that was when they received communion, as I did when I received the Protestant confirmation, and all children knelt to wait their turn at the communion rail. To show your veneration to God with bended knees might seem like a small thing, but this small act of ours is a sign how we revere and honor God as our superior, as our Father. I'll tell you some examples of the great and the very big efforts some men have done to show respect to their Heavenly Father in the Holy Eucharist. Saint Jerome, when he was at the point of death, asked for the Holy Viaticum to be brought to him. And as the Blessed Sacrament was approaching his cell, he had himself laid on the bare ground. Then he gathered up all the remnant of strength what was left in him in his illness. Then he raised himself to kneel on the pavement, bowing down most low, and striking his breast, received in this position the sacred body of our Savior. What a reverence from an old and sick man who was about to meet his Creator. Another example is Saint William, a French archbishop of the Cistercian order. He was about to die and with great earnestness asked for the Blessed Sacrament. And even though he was so ill that he was unable to turn in his bed or even to swallow a drop of water, when the body of our Lord was brought in, to the great astonishment of the spectators, Saint William sprang suddenly from his couch, and like a flame that flickers up before its final extinction, he was recalled to meet his Savior with bended knees, bowing down low to do homage to him. The dying efforts of these two illustrious servants of God are enormous testimony to their heartfelt veneration for the Holy Eucharist and to the humility and reverence with which they had always approached it when they were still in the days of their health and strength. But what should make even deeper impression to our minds is the final moment of the evil and wicked King of England, Henry VIII. After having in his life renounced the Catholic faith, having violated all laws, both human and divine, and having given up every feeling of piety, Henry VIII still preserved some sense of veneration for this holy sacrament. When this evil king was about to die, he asked for Holy Communion, and when it was brought in, he was sitting on a chair, for his sickness did not allow him to lie in bed. And before receiving, Henry VIII rose from his seat and fell prostrate to the ground. The heretics who surrounded him begged him, "Your Majesty, please return to your seat. You are too ill to throw yourself to ground." But this king, who in his youth had been an ardent defender of the Church, and then so cruelly turned against her, replied, "Were I to cast myself not only on, but beneath the ground, I should not think that I was doing sufficient honor to this most holy sacrament." Dear children, we need always to show proper reverence to God Almighty, who every day descends to the midst of us human, not only for a visit, but to make his home in us. Of course, hearing how great men of God, Saint Jerome and Saint William, overcame their exhaustion and bowed low in front of their Heavenly Father is a great source and example for our imitation. But when we hear how even Protestants and even the evil King Henry break themselves up from their comfortable seats and bend their knees to the Eucharist, to the Eucharist they do not even believe is God, we should all the more eagerly desire, we who do all in our small power to follow the laws of the Church of God, we should desire to spend time in adoration in front of this Blessed Sacrament, whom we know is God Himself. The first Friday is especially dedicated to the Blessed Eucharist, and therefore we have an all-night adoration today, when people take their turn to spend 1 hour with bended knees in front of their Father. If a follower of our Lord spends much time on his knees, he shows to everybody that he has come to worship something bigger than he, someone who is majesty, someone who is a ruler, someone who is the creator. Finally, by kneeling, we also express we are sorry for our sins. Never get tired of visiting your God in the church, children, because the more of your time you dedicate to Him, the better your life will be. And the wise Solomon himself has left this direction to all generations. Love God all thy life and call upon Him for thy salvation. Make thy prayer before the face of the Lord and offend less. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.